Thursday night, the U.S. Senate voted to repeal so-called Obamacare. No, don't tune out. We know Republicans have done that dozens of times, but this is different. Or so they say. This repeal is expected to make it to President Obama's desk. And as Matt Laszlo reports from Washington, Wyoming's two senators both played a key role in the effort.
You may or may not be aware, but one of Wyoming's senators is a doctor. He hates Obamacare so much, he started a YouTube show solely focused on derailing the president's signature healthcare law.
Well, welcome to the Senate Doctor Show. I'm John Barrasso, an orthopedic surgeon from Casper, Wyoming, also a member of the United States Senate.
Barrasso and his former co-host, doctor and former Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn, were unashamed about what the show was intended to do. They wanted to kill Obamacare. The show never took off. It got more than 2,000 views on the first episode, but the clunky production turned people off, and soon they were just getting hundreds of views, if that. In this early clip of the show, Barrasso basically asked for an army of social media warriors to come out and support their effort to kill the health law.
What we've done is had an opportunity for people to write, call, Twitter, Facebook, all different ways. And we actually have a lot of questions. We're going to try to answer them.
It's not just on YouTube. Barrasso has also taken his anti-Obamacare rhetoric from the lo-fi world of the internet to the austere Senate floor. Back in 2010, he started storming the floor seemingly once a week to deliver an address dubbed a second opinion. That's right. For 5 years, he's been letting C-SPAN viewers and cable show hosts know he's a doctor who opposes the health law.
Mr. President, I come to the floor today, as I have done each week for over a month now, to give a doctor's second opinion about the health care bill that has now been signed into law. And I do this as somebody who has practiced medicine, taking care of families in Wyoming since 1983.
Barrasso saw some of the seeds he's thrown in the wind bear fruit. That's because the Senate passed a bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and it's either going to become law or, more likely, get vetoed by the president, which is expected. While Barrasso is seemingly the GOP's loudest voice railing against the health law, this latest effort relied on the brains of Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi. He's the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee.
Well, it's a special procedure that comes under the budget, and so we have crafted a way to save people $1 trillion in taxes and get into place a better way to handle health care.
Enzi explains how the GOP got around the Democrats' filibuster to pass the bill.
There's a huge rule book that we have to follow, and then there are cabinets full of precedent that it all has to conform to, otherwise you lose the privilege. Privilege means that we can pass this with 51 votes. If we lose the privilege and take 60, and it wouldn't be possible to get it done.
While Wyoming Republicans are cheering, Democrats are crying foul. Even though the Affordable Care Act was passed by Democrats with a 51-vote threshold, senior Delaware Democratic Senator Tom Carper says the GOP is merely playing politics with the issue.
Well, the Republicans like to feed their base, and they think this is helpful in that regard. That's their decision. They have the right to offer the amendments. My hope is that we eventually reach an end to it.
But Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis says it's more than that.
Well, he is going to veto it, but our constituents are so frustrated with us because we want to repeal Obamacare. We want to repeal as much of it as we can, and we are thwarted from getting a bill to the president's desk.
Though Lummis admits President Obama's veto will send a message to the Republican base.
We want this bill so our constituents see that A, Congress is working again, that the House and the Senate can function, that Republicans have made a difference by having a Republican majority in the Senate, even though it's a very slight majority.
Senator Barrasso doesn't care, since he's got his eyes on the 2016 election.
This is a clear distinction between what the president is proposing and what Republican candidates running for president will do. And this sends a message that we are committed to repealing this and to replacing it with patient-centered care.
All of Washington knows President Obama is going to win this round on Obamacare, but the fate of the health law seems to rest in the hands of voters and the 2016 election. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.